beginning. My practice extending across the atlas. I begat this, flipping in together on the dirty mattress. You can't match this, rapper slash actress. More powerful than two Cleopatra. Bomb graffiti on the tomb of Nefertiti. MCs ain't ready to take it to the Serengeti. My rhymes is heavy like the mother sister Betty. El Boogie spars with stars and constellations. Then came down for a little conversation. Adjacent to the king, fear no human being. Roll with cherubims to Nassau Coliseum. Now hear this mixture with hip hop meets scripture. Develop a negative into a positive picture.
Now everything is everything.
Sometimes it seems.
Sometimes it seems.
We'll touch that dream.
We'll touch that dream.
Things come slow and not at all.
They come slow.
And the ones on top.
The ones on top.
Won't make it stop.
So convinced that they might fall.
Let's love ourselves and we can't fail.
This is Gord Sinclair from the Tragically Hip. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
And thank you so much to Tiana for joining us and getting back to us by email with her song request. Coming up now, we're going to jump into a conversation with Professor Takis Katsibanis. Coming up in our next segment, we're chatting with Professor Takis Katsibanis, Associate Professor of Mining Engineering at Smith Engineering here at Queen's University. Celebrated for being the heart and soul of the Queen's Mining Department for over four decades, beginning as a graduate student, researcher, chair of graduate studies, chair of undergraduate studies, and also head of the department. Takis's profound impact on generations of mining engineers and professionals is well known globally. Beyond the everyday professional competence, efficiency, and integrity with which Takis has executed his many roles in Queen's Mining, his Distinguished Service Award nominators note that what really stands out in his teaching, research, and leadership roles is caring, evident in his commitment to ensure students, staff, faculty, and alumni feel they are part of a closely knit community. Let's jump into a conversation now with this outstanding person. Welcome, Takis, to CFRC's Campus Beat. It's a real pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you.
So we are going to dive right in. I wonder, Takis, if you can tell us a little bit about yourself and your work over the years at Queen's in Queen's Mining.
Well, I think you summarized quite a bit of it. Okay. You know, that about me, I was born in Greece. I came as a graduate student in 1982, beginning of 1982. So I did my master's and PhD at Queen's. I worked for a few years at MRL. In 1988, I joined the department. And as you mentioned, I've been there for decades. You know, time flies. So, I've been there. I've done teaching, research. I've gone through administrative roles, you name it.
What do you love most about mining?
What I love most about mining, it's the application, the connection between science, engineering, and the field. Also, I like the people who work there. I always like the, visiting mines, talking to the people there, learning from them. A lot of them have a great sense of inquisition. They observe things. They can tell you things.
And what would you say to a student thinking about a career in mining engineering? Why should they come join Smith and consider mining as their discipline?
It's a great career. Okay, there are a variety of things you can do. There are a variety of places you can visit. There are many people you can interact with. Financial rewards are good. Okay, but it's not just about financial rewards. It's about the connection to nature. A lot of times you are outside. Well, it depends if you like. If you don't like it, okay, you can work in an office too, it involves all these things. So it's never boring, put it this way. There is technology, okay, the technology is advanced also, there are a lot of scientific areas in there in which you can venture. Like, if I take myself as an example, I started, I did mining and metallurgy as an undergraduate, but I did detonation physics in mining in as a graduate student. I was deeply into science, okay, and then I went into engineering. How do you apply these things, okay? What do they mean?
And you also got to blow stuff up.
Yeah, that's
there's,
right.
There's also some fun there too.
we are always kids, okay? I'm how old am I now? 67, okay? I still enjoy blowing things up, okay? It's the kid in me.
So can you tell us some of your most significant achievements serving Queen's community?
I would say, okay, that although it was not a financial success, okay, the development of an online program. We developed a fully online program in around 2016, 2017. We did that to open doors, okay? Not everybody has the opportunity to be a student face-to-face, okay, to be a student in Kingston. So we decided to open doors. But this was not a financial success, but nevertheless, I consider that as an accomplishment. Other things have to do with what we did in the mining department. We changed our labs. We improved our labs. We ventured through a renewal process. Okay, which is something that I cherish. Okay, the department aged, and naturally, okay, it had to renew itself. We introduced new things into the curriculum, like the sustainability, environmental, these sort of things.
Very important. Thank you so much for those insights. Now, I wonder what has motivated you over the years to go that extra mile in providing the services that you do in your various roles, but also expanding some of the programming that you just talked about. What were the primary motivations there?
It's sort of a difficult question, this one, to answer. Okay, what's the, it's a sense of duty. It's a sense of duty more than anything else. We have a duty to improve the organization we work for. Okay, so how do we do that? Okay, we have to make things better for our students. We have to be able to take the best students out there. We have to be able to serve their dreams. How do we do this? How do we improve this? We have to venture into a continuous improvement process. At the same time, this education is not an individual sort of thing, it involves teams. So we have to bring a team together, and the team has to be good, has to feel good. You have to attract the best people. You have to bring them from the community as well, because, the university is not just the students, the professors, there's staff, there are all sorts of people working for a common purpose. So how do you bring all these together? How do all these people work as a team to produce an optimum outcome? So we, essentially, this is what we want to do. We want to be able to attract the best students, the best professors, and also the best staff and workers in the university. So that involves a continuous improvement, in my view.
Thank you very much for those tremendous insights. And what do you love most about Queens?
What do I love most about Queens? There are a lot of things, but most is the sense of belonging, the family atmosphere. And essentially in Queens Mining, this is what I cherish the most. I left my home in Greece, I came to a new home, a new family, and I never felt an outsider. I felt that I belong there, and this is what made the difference.
Thank you. Wow, that's a wonderful, wonderful insight as well. Thank you so much. And now I've got a hot button question for you, sir. What is your favorite song that we can play on the radio?
Bruce Springsteen, Youngstown. It's related a little bit to mining, but it's related to a lot of things.
We will find it, and we will play it on air for sure. Yeah. Anything else to add before we close today?
I've been honored by this. It's an honor for me, but it is, I'm happy to receive the honor on behalf of my team, because it was a team that created this. Okay, it's not an individual effort.
Thank you for that as well. All right. Well, thank you very much, Takis, for joining us here on CFRC's Campus Beat. It was a real pleasure getting to know you, and I'd love to have you again sometime just to talk about the fun things you get to do in your job. What do you teach? What do you tell us more about your research? I think this would be very fascinating for listeners to learn a little bit more about what mining engineers get to actually do on a day-to-day basis. Thank you so much, and hearty congratulations on the Distinguished Service Award as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Here in Northeast Ohio, back in 1803, James and Danny Heaton found the ore that was lying in Yellow Creek. They built a blast furnace there along the shore, and they made the cannonballs that helped the Union win the war. Here in Youngstown, here in Youngstown, my sweet Jenny, I'm sinking down here, darling, in Youngstown. My daddy worked the furnaces, kept them hotter than hell. I come home from now, I'm working my way to Scarford, a job that suits the devil as well. They'll attack a night coke and limestone, fed my children and made my bed. Them smokestacks reaching like the arms of God into a beautiful sky, soot and clay. Here in Youngstown, here in Youngstown, sweet Jenny, I'm sinking down here, darling, in Youngstown. Well, my daddy come on the Ohio Works when he come home from World War II. Now the yard's just scrapping.
water could endure. Yeah, these mills that built the tanks and bombs that won this country's war. We sent our sons to Korea and Vietnam. Now we're wondering what they were dying for. Here in Youngstown. Here in Youngstown. My sweet Jenny, I'm sinking down. Here, darling, in Youngstown. From the Monongahela Valley to the Mesabi Iron Range, to the coal mines of Appalachia, the story's always the same. 700 tons of metal a day. Now, sir, you tell me the world's changed. Once I made you rich enough to forget my name. In Youngstown, in Youngstown, my sweet Jenny, I'm sinking down. Here, darling, in Youngstown. When I die, I don't want no part of heaven. I would not do heaven's work well. I pray the devil comes and takes me to stand in the fiery furnaces of hell.
We hope you enjoyed that conversation with Takis Katsubanis. Up next, we have a lovely chat with Ann Tierney, another winner of the Distinguished Service Award for 2025. Coming up in this segment, we are chatting with Ann Tierney, Vice Provost and Dean of Student Affairs and a recipient of a 2025 Queen's University Distinguished Service Award. Lauded by many for her strong commitment to transparent, data-informed decision-making, her unmistakably deep and sincere concern for student access, her avid support, advocacy, and belief in the value of both high-performance pursuits and recreational programs and services, and her student-first approach to learning and experience at Queen's. We are thrilled to welcome to CFRC's airwaves to chat with Anne about her many accomplishments. Welcome to CFRC, Anne. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Dinah. And I want to start by just saying I have recently, and thank you for that wonderful introduction, I have actually recently just moved into the Vice Provost Global Engagement office at Queen's, but you are quite right. The Distinguished Service Award comes from my work as the Vice Provost and Dean of Student Affairs here at Queen's. Yeah, very exciting.
Thank you for that. That's big news too. Thank you so much. And congratulations to you on the new role.
Thank you.
All right. So, Anne, a lot to break down for us today. You've just taken on a new role, but I wonder if you'd like to talk about yourself and the work that you have done at Queen's in your various roles over the last many years.
Sure. Yeah, I came to Queen's in 2011. And prior to that, I had worked at Carleton and the University of Calgary in similar student affairs type roles. And so I was really excited to come to Queen's and to take on originally the Dean of Students role, and then it became the Vice Provost and Dean of Student Affairs during my time there. And grateful to work with such an amazing team in student affairs. You know, a team of people who come to work every day to enhance the student experience and improve the lives of our students and really provide them with opportunities outside the classroom and support them inside the classroom. So it's been a real honor to be a part of the student affairs team.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I wonder if you'd like to talk about some of your significant achievements and maybe some of your proudest moments serving the Queen's community during your time here.
Sure. Thanks so much for that. Again, as I said, I've been so grateful to work with such an amazing team. And I think, in many ways, there's a lot to be proud of on all that they've accomplished as well. I think some of the things you touched on in the introduction, you know, looking at things around programs and services to increase access to Queens. You know, Queens is such an amazing place for students, and we want students to have the opportunity to come here. And so looking at financial aid programs, looking at opportunities that we can support students coming here from all across the country and all across the world. So really working on those comprehensive financial aid packages, new scholarships, access awards, scholarships that recognize the work that students do in the areas of social justice, things like the Commitment Scholars Awards. Really proud of those. Also, really expanding those services to students. Again, recognizing that sense of community and wanting everyone to feel that sense of belonging. And thinking about the work done to enhance mental health services, expand Four Directions Indigenous Students Center, the Yellow House. Thinking about how we can provide support to the whole student as they arrive at university and support them through their time at university. And then I think the other thing is really that expansion, and you touched on it, of spaces for students, whether it's recreation facilities, because we know the important connection between physical and mental health. And, you know, when you think of the space in Mitchell Hall and how that integrates academic work in engineering with the, you know, the International Center, the Student Wellness Center, recreation facilities and gymnasiums, and bringing all that together for that kind of holistic experience. And then new residences as well for students and other facilities on campus to really improve spaces for students. I think, you know, those are a number of the things I think I'm really most proud of that the team has really accomplished over the years.
Thank you very much. There's a lot going on, and you've summarized things very, very well. Now, I wonder what your thoughts were upon learning that you had won a Distinguished Service Award.
Yes.
Huge accomplishment as well. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. I was surprised, first of all, really surprised, and then honored again. Again, really recognizing the work of the whole team and also the work of our student leaders. You know, I'm so grateful to have worked with so many of our student leaders over the time, and to receive this recognition is such an honor. Again, when I see the breadth of work that people in this whole community do to provide great experiences for students at Queens, I'm truly honored. Absolutely.
I wonder if you have some thoughts on your motivations over your many years at Queens to really go that extra mile by providing the services, the additional services and the expansion of the services that are available to students. What is your primary motivation here?
Yeah, well, I guess I think, you know, I really believe in the transformative impact of a post-secondary education. I think something amazing happens to young people when they come to university. And again, I want to help students find their path to Queens, to find their path after Queens, wherever that may be, and to provide that every opportunity, to help provide that opportunity for them. And you know, what I have seen here is working with our academic colleagues, with other deans, with faculty, with staff, with student leaders, that collective passion about supporting our students is really motivating. And again, I think that opportunity of recognizing, you know, I used to always say to staff in student affairs, you know, that students bring their whole selves to universities, right? They come with all of their experiences before arriving there, their families, their own circumstances, and how can we recognize and support that so that they can achieve academically, right? Because students have to be well in order to do well. And so how do we put that, how do we support that? And so I feel that really motivates me. And then seeing the students go on, you know, seeing a student in first year and then seeing them, you know, do an experiential learning, go on an internship, get involved in some campus organization, volunteer, and then watching them walk across the stage. It's hugely motivating.
Amazing. And what do you love most about Queen's University?
Well, there's so many things to love, but I do, I've talked about that sense of community, and I do really love that sense of community here and that sense of belonging and how we want everyone to experience that. And then I think this, there's this unbelievable connection to student success. I mean, we, as I said, admit students from around the world and around the country, and we expect every single one of them to walk across the stage with a degree in hand. And we all believe that we have a role to play in that. And that seems to be really embedded in the ethos of this university. And it's truly wonderful to be a part of that. I'm so grateful to be a part of that. And I think that that's what really I find that I love about this place.
Awesome. And now the hot button question for you, Anne. What's your favorite song? Do you have a song request we can play on the air?
Oh, my goodness. Are you serious? Okay, you got me. You got me. I think Landslide. I love that song. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll play Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. Before we close, Anne, any last comments? Anything else you'd like to share today?
No, I don't think so. Thanks.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And once again, a hearty congratulations to you on this huge achievement and the many achievements that you've made over the many years at Queen's University. Folks, we've been chatting with Anne Tierney from Queen's University about her distinguished service to the university itself. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dinah. It was lovely to join you this morning.
Took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can't child in my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life? Well, reflection in the snow-covered hills. Well, a landslide bring it down.
And thank you so much, Dan Tierney, for joining us as well for such an uplifting conversation. Unfortunately, we were not able to connect with the 6th Distinguished Service Award winner, Sandra Murray. Sandra dedicated 37 years of extraordinary service to Queens, becoming a cornerstone of the Center for Teaching and Learning. Starting as a receptionist and progressing to impactful leadership, she played a vital role in supporting faculty and staff, advancing teaching excellence, and fostering a rich academic environment, benefiting generations of educators and learners alike. Sandra leaves an enduring legacy defined by steadfast dedication, generosity, and an unparalleled support network vital to the Queen's academic community. Congratulations to Sandra, alongside her Distinguished Service Award-winning peers, on their tremendous accomplishments. Listeners are reminded that this year's winners will be celebrated at a special reception at the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts on November 7th, and that registration for the event is still open via queensu.ca/alumni. Thank you for joining us for this special edition of Campus Beat right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm Dinah Jansen. Have a wonderful day.
The Queen's Gaels are making the long trek to Windsor to battle the Lancers for a shot at the Yates Cup. These two teams last met on homecoming, where Windsor stole a victory on a last-second field goal. Can Queens avenge their homecoming loss, or will they suffer another agonizing semifinal stumble? Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM to find out. We go live at 12:45 with the Grad Club pregame show and the scheduled 1 p.m. kickoff.
Hello, you are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. Welcome to the Release Radar Rundown in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by our friends at Modern City Taxi. I'm Dinah Jansen. This program features hot local singles released this year right here in Kingston, Ontario that have been featured in the weekly Release Radar series. Local artists can get in on the action with social media promotion and airplay on CFRC's airwaves by completing the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. And in the meantime, let's just dive right into some great singles across genres released recently in Kingston by local artists. Coming up right at the top, we've got a late spring single from Krista Van Slingerland and Evan Massey's new local duo called Friday's Child in the Lost Congregation. Recorded on Wolf Island with Jake Berry and featuring session musicians Jason Mercer, Liam Cole, and Chris Brown, the debut track Fault Lines is full of life and groove that delivers a vibrant performance with a psychedelic jazz and funk vibe that sets the tone of their debut record Broken Home Volume 1. Let's jump in now and enjoy Fault Lines by Friday's Child and the Lost Congregation right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Not again.
we are back on the Release Radar Red Dot, supported by your friends at Modern City Taxi. Download the app today to get fast pickup and transpo around YGK now. You just heard Fault Lines by Friday's Child and the Lost Congregation. And coming up, we've got a selection from the Killdeers' new album, Faster Than Light. The album is a collection of songs written over many years, exploring themes of connection, relationships, and emotional moments in between. While some tracks lean into darker reflections, there's a thread of optimism and hope throughout, rooted in the belief that every connection holds meaning. From the open road energy of The Escape to the quiet nostalgia of Lake Vernon and the tension of That One, the songs aim to create vivid, moving spaces that resonate with both head and heart. Stream the album at your will, but enjoy The Escape by The Killdeers right now on the Release Radar Rundown. And welcome back. You just heard The Escape by the Killdeers. And coming up now, we've got a fun, dancey track recently released by local EDM artist Eudemonique. The new track called Is This Mind Control showcases Eudemonique's signature blend of high-energy beats and infectious melodies. The song also captures the spirit of the genre, inviting listeners to move, connect, and get lost in the rhythm. Drawing inspiration from the values of EDM culture, including peace, love, unity, and respect, Eudemonique's song celebrates the way music brings people of all ages, backgrounds, and identities together in a shared experience of joy and unity. Here's Is This Mind Control right now. Enjoy.
I'm ready for it.
was Is This Mind Control by Eudaimonique. Up next, we've got a great new single by the Healy Brothers. The song First in Line is best described as a vibe, balancing upbeat pop energy with the emotional weight of unbalanced relationships. The track explores the longing to be more than just an option, pairing a driving rhythm with lyrics that invite both reflection and movement. The track was produced in collaboration with Jadence, and the creative process flowed naturally throughout to create a great bridge and rap section alongside a new level of cohesion and emotional depth. First in Line is for anyone who's ever found themselves stuck between hope and hesitation. Check it out right now.
To the left and step to the right. I know what you're here for, and it ain't no fight. I swear it's been forever since I felt this right. You've got me hypnotized. Oh no, slow down with the moves. Yeah, you got me shook. I think you've got me misunderstood. You said that you wanted me only if you could. So if you could, you would. So you should.
Oh yeah.
That was First in Line by the Healy Brothers. Coming up now, we've got another new single by local act Restless Endangerment called Lilac. Restless Endangerment's lo-fi indie pop sound is captured in Lilac, their debut home-recorded self-produced track, which aims to capture the feelings that come with growing up, facing change, and falling in love for the first time after heartbreak. Follow the band at Restless_Endangerment on Instagram for the latest news and stream Lilac on your favorite platforms. But enjoy the track with us here right now on CFRC 101.9 FM. Here with me,
forget the world and wanna keep being me. Cause every time it's spring again, those lilacs are in the air. I see you in that purple dress, and the sun rips off your hair. Stay with me, gaze at the sky, tell me what's on your mind. Cause when I am with you, I see a world that's all brand new. Take what you want and leave what you don't. You wanna leave, don't tell me you won't. I feel the weight of the world crushing down on my shoulders. For a second I blinked, now I'm 30 years older. Cause every time it's spring again, those lilacs are in the air. I see you in that purple dress, and the sun rips off your hair. Stay with me, gaze at the sky, tell me what's on your mind. Cause when I am with you, I see a world that's all brand new.
Sometimes it seems like you just reach a point where all you can do is look back all the time. It's too early to do anything to change your future. It's too late to do anything to change the past. So all you can really do is just wait. I think I'm there right now. To be honest, I'm scared. I don't quite know what to do about it. I can't help but start losing my mind and wondering if it could have been different. It should have been different. I start to wonder if I should just accept what I have or try to make it better. I think I can. What do you think? Can you help me?
Cause every time it's spring again, those lilacs are in the air. I see you in that purple dress, and the sun is on your hair. Sit with me, gaze at the sky. Tell me what's on your mind. Cause when I am with you, I see a world so brand new. 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 I see a world so brand new.
And you just heard a summertime single by local act Restless Endangerment called Lilac, and we're reaching back to the best of the seasons again with another recent single released by local musician Chef de Cuisine called A Song of Summer. This song is a bright feel-good track about chasing the sunshine to your favorite spots with your favorite people. And you can check out other great singles this artist has created on his website, chefdecuisine.com, or via Instagram at Chef de Cuisine. But before signing off, today's intro and outro bed track is another older single by local rockers Luscious called Mine. And just a reminder that local musicians who want their new work amplified on social media and aired on CFRC can complete the release radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. And don't forget to follow CFRC at CFRC Music on Instagram too. Local musicians can also reach out to CFRC through our website to book a live studio session with us and play live on our airwaves while doing a fun interview with our crew. Visit CFRC.ca today for more details. In the meantime, let's end our show right now with a great song by Chef de Cuisine called A Song of Summer. Thanks for tuning in to the Release Radar Rundown, developed in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and our friends at Modern City Taxi. I'm Dinah Jansen. We'll see you next time.
Somewhere, crank that tune right up and cue the drummer, the beat of the song. I'm the summer. Some more.
Visit the Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best.